Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Be a chef, gotta take it, wanna lead my way. What's the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's today.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Catherine Crowley, longtime member of our Brain Trust. She and Kathy Elster are the authors of the new book, Mean Girls at Work. Working for her is killing me. How to stay professional when things get personal. Catherine, thanks again for hanging out with us, and congratulations again on the book.
Thanks.
Okay, so for a lot of small business owners,
yes,
they don't care. So, you know, they're not trying to solve the relationships between, you know, the primordial issues between one woman and another. But it sure is frustrating when things like that happen in their workplace. And you got any idea? You got any ideas on? I mean, I think you could do a lot of good if you could help a business owner, a man or a woman. Deal with especially men, though, because, I mean, I think women, a woman business owner probably just weighs in and says, all right, ladies, clean it up here. Let's, you know, let's get this straightened out. We can't have, but a guy is less likely to wade into that because he pretty much feels like he might get hurt.
That's right. It's scary.
Yeah.
As my husband has said, it's much scarier to deal with his sisters than to deal with his brother.
Oh,
it's
no
scary.
Question. No question.
Yeah, I mean, what I would say, I think the big mistake that business owners do, actually, Jim, is to ignore it. I think that's a big mistake. And honestly, one of the populations that our book is for is male managers, because we understand that it's daunting to have these kind of things going on in your office. So the one thing I would say is if you notice that there's a power struggle brewing, if you get the sense of that, I would say do not ignore it. And you don't necessarily even have to solve it. You just have to bring both the parties into, say, your office or, you know, to have a conversation and tell them to tell you what's going on and tell them that they've got to figure out how to work it out. But ignoring it is really a problem, because then clicks can form. You can have a pack attack, which is when a couple of girls or a few women attack one particular employee, and that's just, it hurts your productivity, it hurts the morale. So,
it would be not my nature to call everybody in and say, ladies, I think we have a misunderstanding here. You seem to think that your little world here is more important than what we do here in this business, and you're mistaken about that.
That's right.
Is there anything wrong with saying that? I mean, getting their
that's
attention
good.
That way?
That, I think that's a good way to start it, and then you have to have them lay out what's going on here and how are we going to solve it professionally, just as you're saying, like keeping the principle of business in the forefront.
There are women, and my wife is one of these. There are women who can be a woman, be a lady, be a female, be feminine, but still deal with issues like a man does.
Yeah.
And I admire that. And if you can find a woman in your business who can do that, that woman can do more to bring along the other women, to get them to rise above the smallness, to focus on the big,
that's right.
the big stuff, not major in the minors, so to speak.
Yeah.
What do you think about that strategy?
I think that's a great idea, and I also think that women need to be, you know, again, if you're a business owner, cultivating the women on your staff as leaders, as managers, helping them make the tough decisions and helping them take a situation between two women less personally and just deal with it pragmatically is a really good strategy.
Should you hire for that kind of behavior? Is there a way of isolating someone who's going to be small and petty and not able to, is there a way to isolate that and hire for that kind of trait?
Is there a way to discover if that's the case or not?
Yeah. Could you, I mean, I could see, I mean, I would try to hire away from someone who was going to be less likely to get along with other people. Other women.
Absolutely. Well, here's the thing. There are different kinds of mean. That's what we talk about in our book. Mm-hmm. There's the meanest of the mean, the very mean, the passively mean. Doesn't mean to be mean. Doesn't.
No wonder I don't know what's going on.
So, but I can tell you that the meanest, the very mean women tend. The problem there is that they are often good producers, mm-hmm. But they alienate other women because they see them as adversaries. Mm-hmm. So I would frankly ask your potential employee about past business relationships, how he or she, but she in this case, would describe her way of working with others. You know, if she is a team player, how did that manifest
but
in
you
the
can't,
last job?
But you can't talk to her about dealing with other women, can you?
Well, you don't have to do that, but you can ask, you know, have you ever gotten into a conflict with someone
right.
in another position? How did you resolve it?
Mm-hmm.
What would you describe your policy when it comes to someone who works differently from you? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, past behavior is going to tell you what the future will bring.
Right. Yeah, well said. Well, this is fascinating to me. And folks, the book is called Mean Girls at Work, Working for Her is Killing Me by Catherine Crowley and Kathy Elster, both Catherine and Kathy with a K, by the way, and also ksquaredenterprises.com, right, Catherine?
That's right, Tim.
And the book's available wherever books are sold. Catherine, good job on the book. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Will do.
We'll see you next time. Catherine Crowley,
bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen. I didn't get hurt too badly there, did I? I think I came through pretty well unscathed. 1029.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.